Okay. I wanted to share with you a few minor comments that connect to the parsha, and let me be magdim. Let me be magdim here the following. We have in Yonah, Slichas is starting with the Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about in terms of what Slichas is, the Koach of Slichos, Yud Gimel Midos. These are old and hugging to say Slichos early in the morning, late at night. These are times of Ratzon, and the extra tefillah is significant in terms of the Ma'or Rachamim, Rachamim Shemayim. But the minig of Ashkenaz is to start Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is like this year, Monday, Tuesday, then you start a week earlier Motzei Shabbos. So there are various reasons given why we start Motzei Shabbos. So one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Leket Yosher, is the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says the following, I quote from his Lashon here. Why do we start Motzei Shabbos? Because miyad b'yom aleph, in the beginning of the week, right after Shabbos, ha'am smechim, machmas mitzvahs ha'torah she'im lomdim b'Shabbos. Shabbos is about learning Torah. We learn Torah on Shabbos and we're happy. V'gam machmas onik Shabbos. Also engenders a sense of simcha. V'amin b'gemar and Shabbos taflamid, ein ha'shchina shora, lo mitoch atzvus, lo mitoch atzvus, el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. We know that to have the experience of Shechina, a person should have Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It allows a person to feel the Shechina. L'chein tov l'haskel l'espalel b'toch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. V'gam ha'payit hiskel b'motzoi menucha. The payit of the first night of Slichas, b'motzoi menucha, kitat nucha t'chila, the idea of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So in that vein, I want to just show you some ma'amakomos that are very much tied in also to the parasha of Kisavo. We have in the Tochacha mentioning of Tachas Hashem Abatas Hashem Elkecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Le'Evav. So the Torah is mentioning the fault that exists in not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. And the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav quotes this pasuk, and at the very end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam often at the end of a series of halachas, he gives you a little bit of Musar, and he writes in this beautiful way the importance of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And doing everything we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of simcha. Not just that we do it, but we do it with enthusiasm. So the Rambam writes, we did the Lashon here, HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos, ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'av ha-sakel yishitziva behen avoda gedola yi. It's avoda gedola. Kol monea atzmo mi-simcha zu. A person is just a kaltalitvak, if you will, doesn't have any simcha. It can be inside also. It doesn't have to always be on the street, but it has to be genuine. Then Royally parmi men of Shanema Taxi Lakha Bishimcha Tubleva. The Koa Migis Daito Bhod Kavala Atmo, it's beneath me to express Simcha, Miskabi Bainab and Komas Ebu Khoti Vishote, Vazir is a Shlomo at his Hadib Mimelech, Kamashbu Atmo Meko Gupum Komas Ebu Hagoda Mukhubin Hobin Meava Bachida Bachisrael Amar, as David says also, when the Kalis and the Kalusi on Mizos, the Isik Shafa Bainoi. So the Rambam is pointing out to us the importance of being happy when we perform mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says something very interesting about what we know we do before Yom Kippur. We have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So among the ideas that I mentioned, Rabbeinu Yonah says, just as we know we have a suda on Yantif, which is part of the mitzvah Simchas Yantif, says Rabbeinu Yonah, by Shari Yom Tovim we set up a suda with Simchas HaMitzvah. The experience of a suda on Yantif is a way to generate simcha for what Yantif represents. Ki yigdal v'yishke ma'od schar ha-simcha ala mitzvahs. And he quotes a pasuk in Devi Ayamim by the Baruch David. By Baruch David over there, after the sukkah of Baruch David that we say, there's this pasuk that appears. People were expressing enthusiasm to donate for the Beis HaMikdash, or for what would be the Beis HaMikdash, v'ata amcha nimtzu po ra'isi b'simcha is nadiv lach. The Nehemar, he puts the pasuk here, Tavashim, the Simcha to Levav, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Mipnei she'atzom b'yom ha-kippurim, we can't express Simcha with a suda on Yom Kippur, because by definition it's a tzom. So what do we do? Nischayavnu, nischayavu, l'tbo ha-suda al simchas ha-mitzvah of Yom ha-kippurim. So the eating of Yom Kippur is, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, an expression of a Simcha that we have at Yom Kippur. That's the key of doing the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, of fasting, expressing simcha for it with the suda before you kill. Gemara in Shabbos points out the contradiction of Pesukim and Koheles, that Koheles seems to contradict itself. So in one place it says Shishbach Delias or Simcha, another place it says Simcha Mazo Osa. Says the Gemara, it depends. Shabbach Delias or Simcha is Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Simcha Mazo Osa is Simcha Sheinu Shal Mitzvah. The Gemara goes on with the idea that we just put before from the Gakad Yosher, in Shkina Shora, Lomitoch Atzvus, and so on, Elomitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. As the Pasuk says, by Shaul, Chuli Menage. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arizal. This is by Simchas Torah. Hamayu el Yonah shehisig ba'alo aidei shay besameach b'chol olis b'simcha shal mitzvah. Incredible mailas that come from experiencing simcha. In this parasha, besides the pasuk that we mentioned, tachas shalavat shigachu b'simcha, there's another reference to simcha earlier in the parasha. The mitzvah vidui meiser, where the farmer declares that I did everything I should do with the various things that have to be given to the Kohen, to the Levi, the Maestros, and he says toward the end, Shamati b'ko Hashem alokoi, asisi k'cho Hashem tzivisani, I did everything that you commanded me, and then he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the blessing, to shower the blessing, Hashkifa mon katshecha. Hashkifa is usually a language associated with Kola, and here is a Koach HaBrach associated with the same word Hashkifa. The Mishnah Maaseh Sheni explains line by line what the words of Vidui Meiser are meant to convey. It's a drasha of the Sifrei. Rashi quotes it as well. So it says, Sisi Kechosh HaTzivisani means what? What is coming to be added here? Samachti V'simachti Bo. Not just, I did it the same. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, here and a few other places he develops the same idea. Here he writes in connection to this pasuk, Hashkifa Ma'on Katshecha. Now, why do we use the word Ma'on for the heavens? There are different names for heavens. There are seven heavens, and Moroch Hagidah Yubayz tells us. Different names for the heavens, for Kia, Ma'on, Zvul. Why use Ma'on, why not Machon? Shlomo HaMelech uses the Lashon, V'atah Tishma Shemayim Machon Shiftecha. So he says, why Ma'on? Because what he just said was, Samachti V'simachti Bo. Since he's misvadesh as samach, the hashim chukol the hashas tumas and maestas, the simcha he b'ma'ono. We know we associate simcha with the heaven called ma'on, like we have in Shabbos brachas. Shasimcha b'ma'ono. Ma'on is where simcha is. But also appears as shemo ma'on. How can he be ma'on kachach? That's number one. Why mention hashkifa? Hashkifa is a word usually used in connotation. Has a connotation of negative. Negativity, we use it by Sodom, Eshkifo, Pnei Sodom, and other places. So he says, L'holos, kama gadol schar ha-mitzvos k'shehi b'simcha, shehi ma-pefes b'nisadim b'zarachan. The koach of mitzvah b'simcha can transform b'nisadim b'zarachan. And that means it's an incredible idea, incredible force of simcha. Rabbeinu Bachi wrote a sefer called Kara Kemach, which is an encyclopedia of different concepts of Yadus. So in the entry of Simcha, there's one line I took here. Hasimcha zos, hi mitzvah min ha-Torah, nitzdava adam aleha, ki hi avoda gemura l'Hashem Yisrael, chashuva min ha-mitzvah. We're not talking about, you know, a chassidus sefer, this is Rabbeinu Bachaye. This is, he writes, it's more chashuv than the mitzvah itself. Rabbeinu Bachaye also in Hagdama to Parshas Naso, introducing the meaning of Shira, Shira Salavim, he also discusses the importance of Simcha. When a person himself does a mitzvah or sees others doing a mitzvah, there should be a feeling of joy. And he says, as he said before, Kara Kemach, Yadua ki asimcha b'maisa mitzvahs mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's itself a pure mitzvah. Kishem sheha mitzvah avoda Hashem Yisbarach, just like the mitzvah is not avoda to Hashem, kach asimcha al ha-mitzvah, nikris avoda, and he quotes the pasuk, tachas ha-shelvat Hashem Yisbarach v'simcha. Notice the word avadita. Avodas Hashem. Simcha is itself an Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also in the Pasuk, Ivrus Hashem b'simcha, ki ha-simcha shleimus ha-avoda. And that's why we find Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's called Avodas Avoda. So going back to where we started, the Inyan of Simcha is obviously a big lofty Inyan, but the fact that we begin with it, Motzei Shabbos, according to the Rekha Yosha, what we've shown him, is because we've come off of experience of Shabbos, of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, And that kind of spirit is that allows us to be able to do the tefillah with the right type of kavana, even though kavana is sichas, obviously not all, you know, joyous emotions, but the inner feeling of simcha is supposed to give us the orah to be able to go from there to say sichas. Good Shabbos.